From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Frontier Fury, number 35 in the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Frontier Fury. Chapter 1. Out of the heat haze to the west hiked four weary figures. Their clothes were caked with the dust of endless miles, and they walked with a wooden stiffness born of sore muscles and fatigue. Behind them was a baked plain. Before them, emerald foothills climbed toward majestic peaks. In the lead strode a broad-shouldered man in buckskins and moccasins. A shock of black hair crowned rugged features distinguished by striking green eyes and a black beard. He was a walking arsenal. In addition to the hawk and rifle he carried, four flintlock pistols were tucked under his wide brown belt. On his left hip was a tomahawk. On his right hung an 18-inch double-edged knife with an ivory hilt. Across his wide chest were slanted a possible's bag, an ammo pouch, and a powder horn. Pausing, Nate King surveyed the foothills and announced, "We'll find water ahead."
"Thank goodness, Pa," said the girl of 10, who trudged beside him. "I'm so thirsty I could drink a lake."
Attired in a buckskin dress, Evelyn King had Nate's green eyes and her mother's raven hair.
"Or a river. I'm not fussy."
The woman behind them laughed lightly. Winona King was a full-blooded Shoshone, a beauty who would turn heads in any village or city on the continent. Her buckskin dress was exactly...